Robbie Minocchio on guitar. I'd like to say hi to Jane Mangini, Greg Antonovich, our piano player from time to time. Tom Stepsis sometimes plays bass with us. And we're playing at the Frogmore in Hyde Square on Saturday night at 11:30. It's free. Sammy's sister is going to be there. Come say hi.
What's the date? That's the 27th, right?
It's the
27th.
The song's called Tease Me. It's
January.
On our new record called The Courage of the Lonely. Well, anyway, this is fun. Thank you, MFO. For doing this so consistently for so many bands. It's really a blast, and they're super pros, especially Joel in behind the window, who's God knows what he's doing right now.
He's making us sound good.
He's putting an auto-tune on your voice.
Yeah. Please.
Me and Cher.
Yeah, what are we doing? All right,
yeah.
Look from you, you keep me from feeling bad.
the heat, I am so obvious. Tease me, go ahead. Just one look at you, you came there from feeling dead. Ah, tease me, make it bright. I'll take you with me deep inside the bedroom. Would you like to live with me and smoke up at my place? You can do all of the talking, I will stare at your face. Kiss me, kiss me, kiss me, kiss me.
Time ago, about a week ago, this amazing woman walked into the Brendan Behan in Hyde Square, and I turned to, I think it was Herb Smith, I said, you know, she looks like a girl from New York who's not an, Trump would know how to fill in that blank there, I can't say what he said, but she's awesome. This is a song about Diana called New York Girl.
In the door, everybody turns to look. 100 years ago, a portrait by Picasso. She comes from London, New York. From Girl LA, Miss you, or Blitzkrieg.
It is. Yeah. It is steamy.
There's no water break.
Ricky McLean on guitar and vocals and the bells. Ricky. Chris Antonovich on drums and water. Over here we have Dave Goodchild, many qualities there. And then we have Ricky, Robbie Minocchio over here with the pedal board and various thoughts. And then we have Tom, we over here, this is Tom Dudley.
I'm Tom Dudley.
Who's growing his beard again. And he plays trombone, Robbie's on guitar, Dave's on bass, and I'm Rick Berlin, and we are the Nickel and Dime Band.
And the girls were very pretty in a brand new way. And a spark was lit that never went, would never ever go away. And your mom was something. Saturday nights were weird when the drinking got bad and you got sad. But now you're over all. In the summer camp say that they like you, they do. You got hair like gold and your eyebrows in a knot in a vacant lot, throwing rocks at a secret spot. Out of song in your head, a painted bird in your bed, a forest of roses, and moss all over your arm. Like I said, you live forever in my head. And in my heart, emerald eyes and pearl white skin in a homeless hat that you fit right in. I saw your hair, then I saw your alabaster skin. Your eyes got beyond your soul like an angel living in sin. Let the right one in. You like to sleep, but you work real hard, and you're honest like a con man, like a dog, and you never say goodbye. With a tear in your eye, but you feel me, don't you, boy? With a tin can kicking down the sidewalk, throwing the dust up like the truth. You sing it like a song in the treehouse, hammered with your best friend naked on the roof.
called I Think. With the distorted hair and the cane, fearless and challenging everything and saying who I am and who I ain't, why I always chase what's in the box I lock. I think I'm falling again. All I did was shake his hand just once, and he smiled like he's ready to run, like an alley cat in a dirty French quarter. I was out of order, Mr. Chairman. I was out of order, jumping again. Ho ho ho!
I think I'm falling again.
One more song, if that's okay with Joel. It's we haven't played it in a long time. It's called We're All in This Together, and it's for everybody who feels left out.
Don't diss me 'cause I'm old. Don't fight me over nothing. If I'm hot
or if I'm cold. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. You say I've got no money. You say I'm in a rut. My color is my blindness. I've stolen every crutch. We're all in this together. We're in the same damn boat. We're all in this together. Or we're going up in smoke. Your job and you get mad for the sadness, for the silence, for the darkness in this land. Ooh, ooh, yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah. Cause I believe in silver linings. I believe in having dreams. I believe in you and me, babe. We can balance on this beam.
Thanks again. We're Nickel and Dime Band. We're on Facebook, or if you go up to berlinrick.com, there's a lot of stuff there. And we'll be at the Frogmore on Saturday night at 11:30. Thank you.
All right, and thank you, Rick Berlin and Nickel with the Nickel and Dime Band. They'll be in here in a few minutes to talk a little bit and plug their shows and all that kind of stuff. So in the meantime, here is Some Strange Ways, 91.5 WMFO.
to the ground, proving once again the world is round. But the sun still shines through your hair like gold
leaf. 91.5 WMFO. That is Strange Ways with Gold Leaf from the album Race Car Courage. And hang on, let me tweak some things here on the console. And we have some nickels and dimes in here.
Hi.
Hey. Hello.
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 How's it going?
Quarter.
Hello.
So, like always, how many times have you been here?
30.
30?
Yeah. Twice, I think.
Well, I know you've been here with Nickel and Dime here. Have you been here before with any of your previous projects?
I drop a lot of stitches, you know, at this age of mine.
Oh, jeez.
No, I love this particular band so much, and we've got a new guy, Chris, on drums, which has really snapped the thing to tight. We love all the guys that have played, especially
Al. Yes, coffee house applause.
But Chris really is awesome. But he's playing with us, and we all live in JP now. Robbie, come in, get in here.
Oh yeah, come on in.
Where's Rick?
Come on in. We want all the nickels and dimes here.
Yeah, we truly all of us live in Jamaica Plain. It's absolutely weird, but
was that coincidental or was there persuasion involved?
Coincidental.
you never know. I mean,
you never do.
I mean, with your history in the Boston scene, you can be pretty persuasive.
No, nobody believes me because I've gotten nowhere. I mean, why join a band with Rick when it's fun? But when are we gonna be big? You know?
Oh, geez.
Next month.
Okay.
Yeah, man, this performance is gonna put us over the edge.
So introduce yourself. This is Sam Dudley.
I'm Sam. I play trombone.
I'm Dave Goodchild, I play bass.
I'm Chris, I play drums.
I'm Rob, I play guitar.
Excellent. So you have had this particular band together for quite some time.
Over 7 years.
Yeah, what was it about this particular band that has provided the longevity?
They don't give up. They don't have false expectations.
Okay.
They're really quick learners of songs. And they seem to like the ones I write fast. If you know, some of them don't make it all the way. They work really hard. They're responsible. They show up. They help. And they're really funny. Most of them. All of them.
Well, I'm just looking at them and I can tell they're hilarious.
I used to do stand-up comedy. It didn't work out. That's why I'm in the band.
Yeah, that's not funny, man.
He's not the funny guy.
That's right. I had a day job with Rick Berlin and the Nickel and Dime Band. It's putting my kids through college.
Yeah, they're 2 and 3. They're very advanced.
So you're the straight man in stand-up comedy. I get it now.
That's right.
No. So, with this current record, what number is that for Nickel and Dime? That's the fourth record. Nice.
Yeah, we're quick. It seems like every couple of years we're back in the studio, and we got 9 to 11 that we're working on now for the next record. Robbie's got a lot of gear in our living room. We may do some of it there, or okay, we'll work with our friend TJ Wenzel at Bitch Kitty, which is also in Jamaica Plain, on the next record. And it's just fun, you know. It's so much fun. It's where the money goes. All the money that we make goes into
right.
the recording.
Yeah. Well, I mean, did you, what was it, a Kickstarter or a pledge?
We did.
One of the records was a crowdfunding thing.
Right.
So,
hated it.
Okay.
Hated doing that, yeah.
I mean, of course I stutter on the air. What was it about it that you didn't like? You've probably known a lot of bands that have done that kind of thing and they've had big success with it. I mean, yours was successful, so...
It's embarrassing to ask people for money. It's weird. You know, I wind up just giving people this new record, you know? A lot of them don't even have a CD player. And I just...
We're old school here. We really like the fact that you brought us a CD.
Well, thank you.
I'll say that much.
We're proud of it, you know. We work really hard on it, especially the mixing and the basics and the singing. But I would say that... I mean, we started out with a woman who gave us... I got a check for $10,000 from this woman that I didn't know at Doyle's. And that paid for the first record.
Okay.
And it was shocking. We had a great phrase for what she was... but I can't remember it. Her name is Carol, and she was awesome. And then the next record we did Kickstarter.
Gift giver of money.
It was a very polite term, but I can't remember. Anyway, I'm tired of hearing myself talk.
Anyway, no.
Robbie, do you have something to say over there, Robbie? Nothing. Robbie's the mystery guy in the band.
How is he mysterious? A lot of
fun. He keeps his own counsel, you know, and his own hamper.
Yes, we brought is he the one that has the checkerboard hamper? Yeah.
That's right. It was checkerboard? It's pretty
cool. Yeah. You guys mentioned it on the air.
Pretty nice. I just didn't hear the fact that it was checkerboard. I was in the back playing drums.
I've never seen a hamper or used that word in my life in conversation.
What, in checkerboard?
No, well, hamper. I mean, I don't know.
Did he ask you for your opinion? Did you say, like, side-by-side hampers?
He
was
very proud of his hamper.
Yeah. Oh.
It's pretty impressive. I'll put it up on
Facebook. We need to
put a mic on him.
Ricky's outside. I'm going to go get
We're
Ricky's
short a mic.
Talker. You can do all the talking.
Yeah. Hello.
All right. So now that he's leaving the room, this is your chance to like do some trash talk.
What, at Rick?
I'm just...
He farts a lot.
No, he's very gaseous, extremely gaseous. But Sam, you recently took the taco. Now we have a lot of fun.
I totally see why you did not work at stand-up comedy.
That's right. I'm just trying to help your segment here, you know, to keep things going along. No, but in all seriousness, Rick's he's just an amazing person. But I'll speak for myself. I think he's just an amazing soul. Mm-hmm. I love how he's dedicated to what he's doing, how he's been doing it for so many years. He's a great songwriter, just naturally.
Yeah,
You know, it flows out of him, and I really appreciate working with these guys. I've been in the band personally for about 8 or 9 months or so, and it seemed very organic from my perspective, and I love every minute of it, because working on when you're starting with good material and you're working with people that you like and you all... You talk the same language and work together fluidly. It comes together really well, and we really appreciate everything that Rick does to bring it together.
Yeah. His name's on all the songs. Does he bring things fully formed to you, or is it just like a piano voice thing? And then, oh, this bass part works well with there. This guitar part works. And
he's pretty much just brings like the vibe and the lyrics and the chord changes.
Okay.
Right? So then we sort of play, we kind of find the voice of the song, whether it's kind of like a punk song or it's kind of like a ballady song or something else altogether. We sort of like kind of find the vibe with the electric sound because he writes everything on piano.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we kind of try and keep that character of the original song, but then put kind of like something nice in the backdrop.
So has there ever been like one of these songs that he's brought in that... When it's finished on a record or when you perform it live, has it been like completely different? Like he wrote it as a slow plaintive ballad and it turns into this, you know, driving guitar driven song.
Yes.
Like does that happen often or? Oh yeah. By the way, introduce yourself, new person.
I'm Ricky McLean.
That's it.
We were introducing you know each what? Other. He's just Ricky.
Well, Rick's stuff's like singer-songwriter stuff, you know? Like when I met Rick, he played like, you know, in bars and with just his piano, and he told funny stories in between songs, and every song was a story. That's what I like.
Right.
Every song was a story, you know? And, I mean, all the songs are more rocking than when they're originally written. I think Rick writes different now than he used to because of... He's writing for the band. He's already thinking the band, but sometimes it's still like slow it way down. Let's make this part reggae or whatever.
I mean, does that kind of thing happen often, or does it always, does it feel right quicker that way? Does that question make sense? I forget.
Yeah.
I think we're pretty quick at finding like the electric voice.
Okay.
After he shows us the song. It usually turns into something a little bit different, sometimes something very different.
Okay.
I think a lot of the songs we played tonight, we've been kind of looking for that diversity in our songs. So we'd say, oh, these are, you know, it's part, when we first hear it from Rick, we're like, oh, it kind of sounds like that other song, so let's make sure we do something totally different.
Yeah, Ricky says I write 4 songs.
I say there's only 10 songs. There's a book, Grill Marcus. It's a history of rock and roll in 10
songs.
Yeah,
I heard there's only 10 songs ever.
I don't know if it's exactly 10, but, you know, there's, you know, certain songs just have a vibe, and, you know, in all songs, you know, they're archetypical songs, of, you know, pieces of songs.
Yeah, I happened to read, like, part of that, and the first song in there is that Flamin' Groovies song. The Flamin' Groovies most popular song.
I don't know.
Song.
Right.
Point being, it was like, it could take the structure of that song and point to so many other songs that are in there. And then that's kind of the gist of the
book.
Right.
It doesn't even need to be the same genre. It's just, yeah. You know.
Oh, no. I think some like comedy team said there's 4 chords. You can play those 4 chords and sing almost every single pop song ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
they go through like 200. It's like ridiculous in that segment.
I want to not believe that it could be that simple. Yeah. Yeah. But you never
know.
The
thing is, the crux of the book is that because there's only 10 songs, whenever you play, every time has to be rock and roll. That he defines rock and roll as always doing something that nobody's ever done before.
Mm.
You know, whether just in a, you know, simple, you know, sort of existential level, you know, that, you know, obviously nobody's ever done, been in this spot at this time playing that chord over this song, you know, but like, you know, really looking for something new every time. Mm. Even playing the same F sharp to C sharp over and over again. You know, you
gotta, I don't know, that feel, sounds like a thinly veiled complaint to me.
No, it gives you freedom. It gives you freedom, you know.
Yeah, like, for example, High School Dropout, that's one of our new songs. Mm-hmm. We haven't recorded that yet, but we played it tonight. Mm-hmm. And we were actually, before we went live, we were actually working out the bridge of that.
That was the thing that Rick was talking about when you guys walked in. We got to work on that part.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And so we quite literally just, you know, figured out the intricacies of the bridge right before we went live. But going back to the point Ricky was making, it was like, when you have a song called High School Dropout, I think it's our responsibility as a band to make it, what does a song like High School Dropout sound like? What's the sound? What's, you know, should it sound a little trashy? You know, should it sound a little rough around the edges? And so I think that's, which is a song we're still actually working on, but actually I'd argue that was probably our best version of it to date.
Well, producer Joel will be supply you with that work.
Absolutely.
Tape.
It had nothing to do with us, but... but yeah, so I think that's just kind of the idea behind it, is just, you know, Rick comes to the, you know, with the ideas, and then it's like our responsibility to help hammer out the rough edges and shape things to what they are.
All right, so, Rick is not on a mic now, so with this time around, why an EP? Why not a full record this time? I was curious.
What's the question?
Why an EP, not a full length record?
Oh, the Bad Bills record?
Yeah,
that was all we got, you know, at the time. And
that's not true. That's not true. We have plenty of songs.
You know what it was? Pete Weiss only wanted to do two to four songs. We wound up doing 5. Well, there's 5 songs on the damn thing, but. And then we went up to this beautiful studio that Weiss owns called the Verdant Sound up in Vermont. And we had this amazing time. And Jane came up with Travis. And we stayed in really nice places, or we stayed at where the studio was. And it was just a really glorious experience. Ricky and Rob played golf in the afternoon. And it was just, that's all. Weiss doesn't like to record a lot more than that. And I'm kind of glad, because songs like... Boys at the Bar and a couple of other ones that kind of got saved for the next record benefited from us being at home and spending more time in the studio, you know. And meanwhile, my nephew Sam was, you know, getting older, so he was bringing his maturity to our sound. And his beard.
The short answer is that we just made that EP because we wanted to spend a weekend in Vermont.
Verdant does have a nice fabled history, so
we had fun. That's another world up there.
It's yeah, unreal. It's gorgeous. Yeah, it was one of the happiest times we've ever had recording, I think. And it was Wham Bam Thank You Band. It was done. We were up there for, 2-3 days, and it was done.
And Rick sent 500 emails back and forth with Pete Weiss for 2 months.
Isn't that how it always happens, though? I mean, no matter who you're recording with, you're just sending 500 emails to Pete Weiss?
Maybe. CC him on everything.
There you go.
He's a good man, Pete Weiss.
All right, so... What is the next gig?
Sort of an involved story, but there's a great new restaurant and bar in Hyde Square called the Frogmore. And this guy Alex he's always trying stuff. He's got pinball machines, he's got foosball in there. And
I'm there now.
Sammy's sister and my niece, Lily, was coming up to see us at the Midway on the 27th, which is this coming Saturday, mm-hmm. and the date got switched. So we were hoping to find a way to perform for Lily. She hasn't seen the band, but maybe quite a while back, and she's coming up from North Carolina. And so I asked Alex if he wanted to take a crack at having a band in his bar, and he said, let's do it, and that's where we are.
It's gonna be fun. Nice. Opening up new venues. That's that's pretty sweet.
To impress a girl. Sam's sister. Yeah,
my sister.
Hey, there can be worse reasons. And a lot of people buy it for the worse reasons.
Chris has very little feet.
Don't say that on the air.
What?
Take the mic back.
Take the mic away from him.
He's criticizing my feet. It's hardly the venue.
You know, one other thing one thing that's happening right now is we've been able to rehearse in the Robbie studio. Robbie's got all this gear, and it's the Wasabi studio.
It's Wasabi Productions.
Rob, what is that?
Wasabi Productions, Street Noise Studio.
Street Noise, yeah. And we've rehearsed there for a long time, and the windows are open, but we had the cops come a couple of times, and now we rehearse as if we were recording the way we did tonight. In other words, it's headphones, and we can really focus on what we're doing, and Robbie has made that possible, and it's really fun. That's all I have to say about that. Sam, do you have something to point out?
Yeah, playing with the band's great, man. Yeah, I'm playing with the band, playing with my Uncle Rick. It's been a blast. I've been playing with him since I was 8, and now I get to play with these 6 guys, and it's unreal.
Well, I got to say, from a personal perspective, I think the last time I saw you, Rick, you were playing in the Shelley Winters Project.
Oh, yeah.
So it was a particular treat for me to be here to be present for your performance this evening.
Oh, there you are. Okay. You know, Shelley called me at Doyle's in the kitchen. She says, well, what is this I hear about this theater group you put together? What's that all about? And I said, well, Shelley, most of your famous movies, you were the girl who was done wrong. I think you drowned in 3 movies. And a lot of our songs, which the band, are about people have been done wrong and had a hard time. Oh, that's the nicest. I can't hear too well. And then she died like a few months later, but it was awesome she called.
I was going to say that's a frighteningly accurate portrayal of Shelley Winters. But I wasn't supposed to host this evening, but it was a particular treat because the host had to back out, and the producer said, Rick Berlin's playing, and I said, oh my God, I gotta hear it. So, awesome. Who knows?
one last point I'd like to make.
Yeah.
If there's anybody out there at the college at Tufts who wants to book us at a concert, we will show up. Us up and we will show up.
If you book us, we will come.
$2,000, $3,000, $4,000, no problem. We'll play.
Nah, not too desperate.
Yeah, we don't know the names of the events committee here, so.
We've played those types of gigs before.
All right, so, what's the name of the place again that you're playing?
Frogmore. We're playing the Frogmore in Jamaica Plain.
The Frogmore in
this
Jamaica
Saturday
Plain,
okay. Night, January 27th. And it's free, and we go on around 11 o'clock.
Sweet. Is anybody else playing, or is it just you guys playing?
It's just
late?
Us.
Okay. And how could everyone contact you?
BerlinRick.com.
617.
But, we our Facebook page. We're just find us at the Nickel and Dime Band on Facebook. And then obviously, Rick too, but BerlinRick.com has all the information. And also your book, which you should hawk as well. You should promote as well.
Hawk the book.
Dude, his book's really good. I read it. I'm not just saying that because I'm in the band. It's got words and everything.
No punctuation. Though.
No punctuation. Yeah. It's one really long run-on sentence. But
we got seven people in the band. Seven. Jane is also with us when she's not playing with her gigantic Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Right.
Four of us are married. There's a lot of children in the band, and three of us are not.
Okay. Not sure how that plays in, but okay. And how can people get the music? Because you have that wonderful old-fashioned CD thing that I like so much.
A lot of people download stuff from Bandcamp. Tire Records, many records. It's everything.
Yeah,
an endless catalog.
Is your entire catalog up there?
RickBerlin.bandcamp or whatever the thing is.
Yeah.
And you can go to SoundCloud. If you can look up Nickel and Dime on SoundCloud, you can download stuff for nothing. And then if you come to shows, we'll give you a record. If you want to give us money for it, we'll take it. If not, we'll give you the record.
Oh, come on. Come on, people. Give him money. Jeez.
We want you to hear it. We're proud of it.
Well, as you should be. It sounds amazing. All right.
Thanks.
Thank you, guys. We're running out of time, so I better let you guys go and break down your equipment and all of that.
Well, you've been a great interviewer. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. No, it's been fun. It was fun hearing you play, fun talking to you guys here, and yeah, I'll let you break down your equipment here.
All right, thanks for having us.
It's a school night. Yeah. So.
I gotta give
Joel
$10.
Yeah. Well, everyone heard that, by the way. They heard that too. Yeah. All right, thank you very much to Rick Berlin with the Nickel and Dime Band for playing, for talking, and all of that stuff. I have. Let's see what I've got here. I've got some Flight of Fire. Enjoy. 91.5 WMFO.
Yeah. mine to walk. My love is mine to give. My world is mine to rock. Yeah,
WMFO. That was Flight of Fire with Better Off Without You. That brings a close to On the Town with Mikey D. I will be back next week. We'll have more live music. We'll have more recorded music. More music. We need more music in our lives. But anyway, I was trying to make a joke there and I just absolutely failed. Anyway, I will see you next week. I look forward to it, to playing more music for you all. And I'm going to close out the night with some newer material from a classic band. In fact, it happens to be the Classic Ruins. This is My Little OCD. See you next week, 91.5 WMFO.
Woke up with a brand new obsession only yesterday.